Well, for the first anniversary of 9/11 in 2002, we were in New York for the beginning of the ritual of the reading of the names of the almost 3,000 killed that day.
Joseph J. Zucala.
Andrew S. Zucker.
Bagpipers marched 13 miles from the Bronx. And everywhere, there was loss.
My brother, Keith Roma, he was with Fire Patrol 2. He's the first fire patrolman killed in like 43 years. We miss him dearly.
But what's this? Along the Hudson River, with a straight view downtown to where the two World Trade Towers once stood, two goalpost-like steel frames enclose three-story-high platforms with riggings and a safety net. It's the then brand-new Trapeze School.
Sweet!
Well, that was one of the points of us setting up here, because people go up with a lot of trepidation. They know what's happened here, and they come down and feeling joy, feeling alive again. There are definitely days where we all kind of stop, you know, sometimes when the sun is setting, and then we look down to the trade towers, and we know that, you know, people walking up to the rig from the north are seeing these empty frames that take the exact spot of the Twin Towers. And we say, yep, just use this as an opportunity to move through any feelings that you have. I mean, if you have sadness come up while you're flying, we know how to be with that. I mean, we're willing to be with whatever feelings come up. We know the responsibility that we're holding right now, and we're really trying to help create a good energy around that and help people just remember that it's good to be alive, and this is a good, safe place to be alive. And so, yeah, we're very, very mindful of that.
Then we'll do practice bar, and then we'll...
The class is usually sold out. New flyers start instructions on the ground, then climb to the platforms in full rigging and safety harnesses.
And then hop. And hop is circus for go.
Are you New Yorkers?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, here we are. It's the week of the anniversary. How does that at all connect to what you're doing here today? Does it?
The reason why, like, originally I started to come all the way down was I wanted to see... For me, it was really difficult to get down there, and I couldn't get down there for long. And don't know, it just, here right now, it looks so peaceful, and that's the reason why I'm going to go on my life.
It seems as if that fear you were talking about a year ago, that inability to get down this far, this helped you come here.
It actually did, you know. The other day I saw a bunch of kids smiling, you know. They had a birthday party here, and I was like, oh my God, you know, kids are smiling, and I'm so glad, you know. They're like taking everything so much better. They're trying to move on, you know. Why don't I just support it? Like, I want people to come down here, you know. I want people to come here to support New York.
Is that your boyfriend going up there?
Yeah.
There it is.
Her boyfriend's up next. An instructor holds him as he leans out, gripping the platform and his trapeze.
There it is.
Back on the ground, we waiting students get a full report.
Oh, you just get this adrenaline rush. You know, it's such a high when you get up there, and then he's holding on to you, but you're kind of disbelieving that he's not going to let go.
Was it easy to let go?
Yeah, when he said let go, actually, it was great. I wanted to let go.
It's just not a natural thing, you know. You don't want to let go.
Hello. Okay, Robin, I want you to hold on with two hands. Don't let go, okay?
I haven't admitted to anyone how scared I really am, or that when I'm clutching that railing up on that platform, scanning the new skyline, I'm thinking of those people in those buildings.
Don't let go with the left hand, Robin.
But then Jason tells me, it's time to let go.
Okay, Robin, go ahead, put your left hand on the bar. I've got you. I'm not going to let you go. Good, good, good. Okay, Robin, when I say help, lift the bar by pivoting your shoulders back and then step off the board, nice and gentle, just like you're going into a swimming pool. This is Robin with an EA. Ready, up, and step off. There you go.
It turns out I'm not the only one with those feelings. A young woman in the class, who hasn't said a word to anyone, turns out to be the only one to successfully make a catch and release, swinging upside down from her trapeze and meeting in midair the outstretched hands from another.
Oh, oh, oh!
Was this about 9/11?
I think that probably has a little to do with why I was able to come and actually try.
What's why?
Because I just feel like now I really need to embrace life and enjoy every day. And not look back, you know, so you never know what's going to happen. And I wanted to do something fun that I might not get the chance to do again today.
Lift the ball. Up, go. Lead. Leg up, hook the knee. Get a hook. Hands off, head back. On. Yep. Yeah!
Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing.
The first anniversary of 9/11 in 2002 at the Trapeze School in New York. It's here now.